Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hey, good evening, everyone. This is Allison. So happy that you've joined us this evening. We've got a really exciting guest this evening on Visible by Numbers. But before I start the show, I'm going to apologize in advance, okay? My husband is not here this evening, and consequently, I don't have a babysitter for my two lovely furry children, my dogs. And so I'm going to just apologize in advance in case they start barking or maybe misbehaving. I might have to toss an occasional biscuit to them. And just bear with me, and hopefully he'll be back for next week's show, and we won't have to put up with it, okay? And as I said, we have a wonderful guest this evening, and I think it's really a perfect night for someone like our guest, because it's the total eclipse of the moon will be occurring over this evening. We have internationally recognized psychic medium and spiritual teacher Joanne Gerber as our guest. Now, Joanne is a profoundly gifted, international recognized medium from the Boston, Massachusetts area, who is known for her natural ability to bring through evidential messages from those in the spirit world. As a medium, Joanne consistently demonstrates her abilities as a clairaudient, clairvoyant, and clairsentient to allow the spirit communication to take place. Joanne is an integrative research medium with the University of Arizona. You want to say that word?
Veritas.
Veritas. There you go. Veritas Research Program. She is a certified medium with the Forever Family Foundation. Now, Joanne is also a guest speaker at many holistic health expositions. She's a spiritual teacher. She also teaches at colleges. She's a frequent radio show guest. She's appeared on national television, including the NBC Weekend Today Show. She's been featured in many media articles, both in print and online. She's also a featured psychic medium for the Boston Globe newspaper online edition, Boston.com, Chat with Psychic Joanne Gerber. And, you know, quite frankly, folks, she has a considerable bio. And you're more than welcome to read the full bio on the show info page for Visible by Numbers right there on the front page of BBS Radio, or you're more than welcome to visit her website at joannegerber.com. Now, Joanne, I'm going to let you speak here, yes, eventually in a moment, but I have something to say here. I've been looking at your numerology. Of course, I'm a numerologist, going to look at your numerology. And I really have been able to understand your energy. First off, I wanted to say hello to a fellow Seven Life Path. And I really clearly see how your seven even affects your presentation of yourself in your bio. I mean, it seems that you've placed a lot of emphasis on the word evidential, meaning giving evidence. And also from your bio, you've achieved quite a bit of recognition for that very thing. I was reading an article by Bob Olson on ofspirit.com on your abilities, and I'm going to quote what he said. He said, "Joanne began my reading by telling me what to expect. I learned that she is an evidential medium, the best kind for people with skepticism, meaning she will provide descriptions of people in spirit, their ages, their names, dates associated with them, as well as details of memories I've had with them, even descriptions of objects and articles passed down from them. Of course, I've heard a lot of psychic mediums promise such evidence, but very few can actually deliver enough evidence to actually be convincing." And apparently, Joanne, you blew him away. And another, I was noticing on your website, another quote that was specifically from you. And you said, "People are very skeptical about the work we do. As a medium, I want validation, as I'm always looking for proof." You also go so far to say, as far as you want asking for as much validation as possible so you leave no doubt in a reading that you have contacted their loved ones. And it just seems to me, Joanne, that you are the skeptic's medium, frankly. Now, looking at your numerology, seven is the number of the mystic, and I have no doubt by looking at your numbers, your psychic and mediumship abilities come from that particular number. But also, the seven is the number of the skeptic, and it seems you seek evidence of life after death and take pride in being able to bring forth information that removes all doubts. The seven also looks beneath the surface in a desire to understand, to fully understand things, and will quite literally approach even a spiritual subject in a scientific approach. And so I really could see this, your sevenness, even in your webpage, even in what you do as a medium, how you approach it as a medium. And my first question, and not only first to welcome you to the show, by all means welcome to the show, Joanne, but I wanted to ask you my first question. I mean, how did you manage to meld your own skepticism with your occupation of being a psychic medium?
Well, Allison, that's a good question, and this is something that I continue to work on through my mediumship, and I can remember a very strong changing point in my work with spirit when I first started to do readings. I started at a little bookstore, and I had a client come in who I gave a reading to, and I had brought through her grandmother from spirit with detail. Mm-hmm. I think I had given information, evidential, such as name and some dates that she was familiar with. And I gave a piece towards the end of the reading. I said, your grandmother is showing me this shoebox, a red and white striped shoebox on the top shelf of a closet with a little doll in it. And she said, no. She said, I don't, my grandmother never gave us any dolls, and I don't know of any doll. And I said, I'm getting a connection with your sister, so do you have a sister here? And she said, yes. I said, will you check with your sister, see if she understands this? She said, I can tell you right now, there's no doll. If my sister had a doll for my grandmother, I would know about it. Well, she was so insistent on it, and I said, the next time you talk to your sister, could you please let me know? Could you just check on that? And she said, yeah, but, you know, I know that I'm not going to find out anything that I don't already know. So we left it at that, and about 3 months later, she had phoned me and said, I can't believe it. I just went to visit my sister, told her about the reading, and she said, you didn't know about that doll that grandmother gave me? And she went into the closet. She still had the doll. Mm-hmm. She went to the closet and showed her the little shoebox, the striped shoebox that the doll was in, mm-hmm. and she was just totally blown away. I was blown away, too, because here it is. Now, she didn't have any knowledge about this doll. So it's not coming from a psychic level. It's coming from spirit. That's, again, you know, the evidence that we look for.
That was one of those Vuela moments where you realized, you know, that there is life after death. You know, that was almost like your proof, right?
Well, it made me think. I mean, mm-hmm. I've had other readings which connections that were evidential, but I still needed to be convinced more myself. If I was going to pursue this path, I would have to know.
Because sevens are very skeptical. You have a plethora, I mean a lot of seven energy in your chart. I have to say you're a seven life path, as well as your purpose is to really live out the energy of the seven. And really, that really gives you the opportunity in this lifetime to really be a seven, which is the spiritual teacher, which is someone that would be doing something like you're doing. I mean, it really gives you the opportunity to be quite successful at it and quite good at it. So, you know, your numerology chart is in full support of what it is you're doing. I find that fascinating whenever I'm never surprised. I just love it when it works out like that. Would you maybe take a moment and perhaps tell our listeners, when exactly did you discover that you had these abilities, Joanne?
Well, I mean, I've had these abilities since I was a young child, but I didn't necessarily know what they were or how to work with them or how to so-called manage my abilities. You know, if I had talked about it to anybody around me and my family, it was brushed off as it's just your imagination. Or I would talk about my dreams because I always had a lot of dreams. And again, oh, it's just your imagination. My mother was very psychic, but she was very open-minded. But I don't think she believed in it, in this to the degree, of course, that I believe in it. But I know that she knew she had very strong intuition.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they do say it can be genetic. It's possible. It can be attributed to a near-death experience, mm-hmm. which is possible. I don't really attribute any of my gifts, even though I've had both, that I don't attribute to anything besides the fact that realizing that there was something more in life, and I had to know what it was. So when I started to read books about spirituality and got interested in the paranormal and took, classes, I took some non-credit classes while I was in college, and I became just very absorbed in this and had to know why, and I had this kind of quest for learning. And, I stumbled into a meditation class through going to see a psychic for a reading.
Right.
And it was suggested that I attend a meditation class, that it would be good for me. Well, everybody is placed in your life for a reason, and even though we may not know why at the time, so I just followed that path.
Right.
And it led me to where I am today. It wasn't something that I actually forecasted that I would pursue. I went to college for business. I was in the business
right.
world. I was in corporate America.
If I may, as a person who knows numerology and looked at your chart, when you're a seven life path, part of your journey is really going to push you in the direction of really wanting to find the origins of your soul, to seek out a more spiritual philosophy, and through your mind and thought and insight, you're actually going to research and you're going to study things. I mean, you're brilliant. You have a brilliant mind. But also you have intuitive gut feelings. Everything that you're describing, which is making me kind of chuckle here, that's the life path of a seven. What you're doing is a life path of a seven. And so, like you say, I never really knew why. Well, I can assure you your numerology is telling you why, because this is really what your soul intended in this lifetime. You're psychic. You have all this ability. But also, You're here to learn. You really need to study these things. And when you find it, it's not so much about you learning as it's about you remembering, because you recognize your truth, something that makes total and complete sense to you when you read it. So I just had to interject that. I'm sorry.
Well, I agree with you, Allison, 100%.
Really
yeah.
Okay.
It's just another confirmation, that we get on this path of spirituality.
Right. Well, you definitely are on the path. It's one of the more... It's a difficult path, really. The seven life path is a difficult life path because you're unlike the others. You come in knowing that you're a spiritual being having a physical existence, which absolutely, that's a quote that's on your webpage. And that is something when I do numerology readings, when I have a seven life path, that's the first thing I tell them. You're almost as though you're awake and everybody else doesn't seem to get the picture quite yet. And you feel different than other people. You feel on a certain level like the square peg in the round hole. Your priorities in life are different. You live in a world of philosophy and spiritualness, and it's kind of like being the wise old sage Buddha in a materialistic world, and it's kind of, you just sometimes don't fit in. So I think that's one of the things that it's right, the quote's right on your page, and I swear, Joanne, that's the first thing I say to Seven Life Paths. So I think
and,
that was
we don't come into this life, knowing that. It's something that we learn
Sevens
in this lifetime.
Though. Sevens usually do. Mm-hmm. They usually do. I would like for you to just take a minute and explain to our listeners about Veritas and also Forever Family Foundation. I mean, I know these are very significant achievements, and I only went over them briefly. And if you just take a few minutes and explain, what is the significance of that?
Well, let me start with the University of Arizona Veritas program, which is a mediumship research program, which there are various studies designed so that data can be used to evaluate mediumship and life after death.
Mm-hmm.
I have just started this research, participating in the research, as of February when I was welcomed as an integrative research medium,
mm-hmm.
Which I've been really enjoying it because, this is really in my ballpark where I am so enthusiastic about, proving this and to have it be proven scientific. If I can be a part of that, that would be such a wonderful accomplishment for the study of mediumship.
And that's your seven life path speaking too, research analysis. Okay? I'm sorry, gotta do it. Okay, keep going.
That's okay.
Keep going.
I appreciate the acknowledgments, Allison. It's fascinating to me, and it's,
sure.
We're learning a lot about our own work, too, as we're getting results of the studies.
Right. Right.
That we're participating in.
Sure.
And I always look forward to what's going to be next or what,
sure.
what are they going to tell me is the next study or project that I'm going to be involved in.
Wonderful.
I'm very enthusiastic and you know, anticipating what's coming next, and I really, really enjoy it.
Well,
and the Forever Family Foundation, excuse me?
Well, I'm very glad that you're out there doing that work. You're perfectly suited for it.
Yes, and I really enjoy it. The Forever Family Foundation is a nonprofit organization that's based in New York.
Mm-hmm.
They are associated with University of Arizona,
mm-hmm.
And that some of the mediums that are also certified through Forever Family have been research mediums.
Uh-huh.
Not all of them, but some of them have.
Mm-hmm.
The Forever Family Foundation is a non-profit organization that is out there to reach out to those who are going through grieving, who have lost loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
They have phenomenal events that they put together
mm-hmm.
to raise money to keep the organization going. The
mm-hmm.
mediums work on a volunteer basis in donating their time or their efforts in helping out the organization.
Sure.
I'm proud to say that I am very blessed to be part of these two wonderful organizations.
Yes, you
with
are.
My work.
Well, we're blessed to have you there, that's for sure. One thing that I noticed on your website, on another note, you know, obviously you teach classes and workshops in person and at various locations, but you also have a chat room on your website, which I think is wonderful because it's free, it's open to the public. I was wondering, would you like to just take a moment? Because I just want everybody to know as much as possible about you before we get to the readings.
Sure.
So maybe you'd like to take a moment and tell the listeners about that as well.
Okay, well, Spirit Chat is a free forum that can be accessed through my website, through the chat link. And usually the chats are scheduled on Monday evenings. It's not quite on a regular schedule yet, but you'll find that the chats are mostly scheduled on Monday evenings. I started Spirit Chat back in the fall of last year. It's nearly 1 year old.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, it has grown tremendously and it has gotten such a wonderful response. Spirit Chat allows other practitioners, other mediums and healers, teachers to come in on a Monday night at 8 o'clock, give a talk, an inspirational talk, and then if they choose to give free little mini online readings.
Yeah, quite like
and
a radio show, huh?
It's been wonderful.
Wonderful.
It's been truly wonderful. It's similar to if any of our listeners have ever experienced a spiritual church service. It has some of the elements of a spiritual church service where there's a lecture and then messages.
Awesome.
We don't do the meditation like you would in a spiritual church. However, you know, we may actually try that sometime, try other modalities, incorporate
right.
them into evenings of Spirit Chat.
But the point of the matter here is that all the listeners that are listening, you really want to go to joannegerber.com and check out that chat, you know, because that might be a wonderful option for, you know, some night to drop in and see what it's all about and learn something and maybe get a reading or two. And I wanted to make sure that you mentioned it on the radio show.
Mm-hmm.
That's really very generous of you, I might add.
It's
to
accessible.
Share your time like that. That's wonderful.
Yeah, it's accessible to everybody. You know, not everybody has a place they can go and ask questions or can afford a reading, and
right.
this is the forum that allows for that.
Right. That's the wonderful thing about the Internet. I really feel that oftentimes we are full of this wondering about our own spirituality, our own personal growth, but we may be living in a place where there isn't any avenues, no one to talk to, nowhere to learn, nowhere to grow. And the beautiful thing about the Internet is even like bbsradio.com, I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's just an incredible place with incredible healers and psychics and mediums and spiritual teachers and wonderful programming. And every single day, all throughout the day, this particular radio station is out there giving out information and making people feel like they have a home. And just like on your website, this chat is welcoming to those that are seeking, and that's a beautiful thing. So I really do, I myself am going to drop in one of these nights and check that out.
Please do.
I'm going to. I did notice, of course, because I'm checking out your website and whatever, you know, you have these workshops that you're teaching and offer, you know, I guess one would have to live close to you in order to go to one of these workshops. But I was really rather fascinated by a part of the class description because, you know, I am a very serious spiritual person, absolutely. There's part of me that's very serious, but there's also a very playful part of me. And then the one thing that appealed to me was fun facts about psychic ability.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just fascinated. So tell me, what are the fun facts about psychic ability?
Well, I mean, you know, it basically clears the misconceptions that we have about psychic ability, that, you know, does a psychic really read your mind?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it clarifies things like that. You know, there's a lot more to it that I could have time to get into right now. That's practically half a class where we experiment with different things.
Oh, okay.
You know, there's many different aspects, and basically it's demystifying the myths of psychic ability. And what is psychic ability?
Right.
What is psychic energy, and how do
right.
we tap into that?
It's kind of amazing how people don't realize they're doing it. They're not just acknowledging it. They're doing it every single day.
Yeah.
When they meet someone and they don't really know why they don't like them, but they don't like them, or where they walk into a building and they feel the heaviness of the building, or the phone rings and they know who it is.
Mm-hmm,
I mean, people
exactly.
are doing it every day,
mm-hmm.
but they don't realize they're doing it. And then you do a reading for them and you say, well, you have your own psychic ability. And they're like, no, I don't. And then it's kind of funny when you go through, well, do you do this? Well, that is psychic ability. You
right,
know?
Exactly.
It's interesting. People don't acknowledge it. Well, listen, Joanne, I mean, I know that we could go on and we could talk about many things, but I do want to take the time to open up the phone lines, because I'm sure we have a lot of listeners out there that would be fascinated to call in. Perhaps they have a question about their own spiritual development, or perhaps about mediumship or psychic ability they would like to ask you. Also, certainly you have agreed that you would be happy to do readings for people. So I'm going to open up the phone lines. I do want to remind our listeners that if you're calling into the show, be sure to turn down the speakers to your computer or step away into another room so we don't get the feedback. It makes it easier for us to hear you. And you're welcome to call in toll-free 877-876-5227. That's for the USA. And you may call in from Canada at 888-815-9756. And certainly you can call direct in California at 530-876-3222. You want to remind the listeners you're listening to BBS Radio, the number one worldwide talk radio station on the planet. And our guest this evening is Joanne Gerber. She's our absolutely wonderful and marvelous psychic medium, and she'll be answering your questions. Just give us a call. All right, Joanne, so now you're on the hot seat for the calls. And there we go. Hi there, who's calling?
Hi, it's Julia. How are you?
I am just fine, Julia. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Thank you. And I'm assuming that you're calling in to speak with Joanne. So, Joanne, meet Julia.
Hi, Julia.
Hi, Joanne. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Good. Glad to hear it. How can I help you tonight?
Well, my birthday is next month, and I was hoping to get just like a little mini read for my upcoming... I'll be 46, 46 years old.
Okay, so you're looking to have a little mini reading for your birthday?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, only because we're doing mini readings on the air that, you know, just to request a mini reading would be a little bit general. If you can try to tell me specifically if there's some area that I can help you with, that would probably be better for us.
Okay, well... could I pick a couple things, maybe? And you see.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
She's saying a couple of things. Just pick one thing, Julia, and ask her.
Okay. Basically, I was wondering if I'm going to be relocating, and if you get any details around it.
Okay. I feel around you, Julia, right now. I don't feel a move right away. I'm not feeling anything right away. I do feel that you have actively been looking to move, but I feel like there are still some things in your life right now that need to be put into place before you move. Some loose ends need to be tied. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. I also feel, as I'm connecting in with your energy, I feel this wonderful healing energy from you. I don't know if you're pursuing anything on a spiritual level or metaphysics, but if you're not, I would encourage you to do so or to go into it further. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, because I feel that around you in your energy, in your work vibration, that you are very good working with people. And when you're not working with people, there's a sense of not being fulfilled. You understand that?
Yes.
Okay, and I feel that that either like maybe taking some healing classes or spiritual development classes would be something that would benefit you at this time. Are you interested in the metaphysics?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. because I just get this really strong, bright, high vibrational energy from you, because I feel like once you like something, you really get into it and you focus all your energy.
Yes. Yep.
And right now it's kind of like where you are in your life with your work, it's there, but it's not total fulfillment. You're an entrepreneur.
I didn't quite catch what you just said there.
I feel that where you are right now in your life around the work vibration, that it's not totally fulfilling to you. It's just kind of there.
Right.
But I feel that there's another level for you to achieve, and that involves your work on your spiritual path. It combines what you're doing now with something on a spiritual level.
Oh, good. Okay.
And it may evolve into your own business, because I feel very strong business-like entrepreneurial skills with you. Would you understand that?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah. So, you know, keep moving forward with this. And if something interests you, follow it. If you find, like, there's a class or a workshop that sounds good to you, check it out further, follow it, take the class, read the books, keep going forward with that. I don't really feel you'll be moving until possibly next year. I feel like I'm going into maybe January or February of next year when the move gets more serious with you.
Okay. I live in Maryland. Do you happen to get, like, a general location or, you know?
Well, I heard east. When you said Maryland, I feel like the move is going to be east.
East? Oh, okay. East from Maryland. Not
east
too much
from
further.
Where you are. I don't know how much easier you can get. Well, I feel like east. I feel like you may not even be moving out of the state, but you're moving east.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. Okay.
Okay, Julia.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Julia. Thank you for calling, Julia.
Okay, take care.
Okay. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
And, Joanne, you not only do psychic readings like what you just did with Julia, but you also do mediumship, and there is a big difference between the two. And you might want to tell the callers or the listeners, the people calling in, to be specific if you have some guidelines about what they want.
With the psychic readings, it's, you know, some people say, well, can you tell me about my future?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I could spend the next few hours on the phone if we wanted to get into all the details, but, you know, usually people have certain concerns, so that's really where I want to focus in helping them.
So you're encouraging them to be very specific?
No, they don't be very specific, but at least give me the direction that you want me to tune my energies into.
Okay, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
And mediumship, if they were to call in, you'd be doing that as well?
Mediumship is connecting with loved ones on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be happy to do either, whichever would be helpful for them.
Okay. All right, that's fine. And I'm sure that we're going to be getting more calls one way or another. One thing that perhaps, you know, that is really kind of over and over again on your website, and like I said, I brought it up when we were talking about your seven energy, about the evidence. And I'm assuming that when you do your readings, you really come up with very specific details. Maybe you'd like to discuss maybe not. I think we have another caller. Hi, who's calling?
Hi, my name's Emma.
Hi, Emma, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Very well. I'm assuming you would like to speak to Joanne. Joanne, this is Emma.
Hi, Emma.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks.
Good. And how can I assist you tonight, Emma?
My question is evolving around moving. Where I'm currently living, I'm not always making expenses, and my friends are helping me, so they're really pushing me to move, yet that's not necessarily something I want to do right now, and I was wondering what you see in that arena, if anything.
Okay. Well, you know, I feel like your perspective of your life right now is different from what your friends are seeing. I kind of feel with you, Emma, that you're a very positive person, and I feel like that you are trying to manifest to stay where you are, and I feel that if this is something that you truly desire, you can make it happen. Sometimes we have a tendency to listen to other people and that, you know, other people are trying to tell us what's best for us, but you know inside of yourself what's best for you. You understand that?
Yes.
Okay. And I know that from what I'm picking up from your energy, there is a little voice inside of you that doesn't want to go anywhere, that wants to stay right there because you're happy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can do things. You can work with affirmations to send out positive energy to the universe with your current situation.
Okay.
It doesn't sound like to me, from what I'm picking up around you, that you're actually giving in to doubt and worry and fear. It sounds like more or less the people around you.
Right.
You seem to be okay. You seem to be very optimistic about things that are going to change around you, and I do feel they will.
Okay.
It's like I feel like I get the sense you're at the cusp of this change in energy where it's kind of went from going a little bit downhill to really taking an uphill motion here with your energy, that things are going to improve. I feel like as I go into the month of October, I feel a very positive energy around the month of October.
Okay.
Are you also waiting for an amount of money to come in or the something with an amount of money that's coming to you?
No, not anything that I know of, no.
Okay. Well, you know, sometimes when we're manifesting prosperity and abundance,
uh-huh.
that things might come in even in small packages, like maybe, you know, little things like rebate checks that we totally forgot about, or, you know, things, checks will come in the mail, things will come, and before you know it, it seems like things are starting to improve. I don't want to say that, you know, you're going to become rich overnight. That's not what I'm trying to say, but I do feel that this will be a sign from the universe that what you're putting out there is now coming back to you.
Okay, I got one of those last week, actually. So.
You did? Okay.
Okay.
Good. Because I feel like that's not the last one they're showing me.
Okay.
There's several to come. I feel actually there's going to be three or four
okay.
coming before the end of the year.
Okay.
And not to say this is going to help you tremendously with your current financial situation, but it's a sign from the universe that things are going to turn around.
Okay.
And it may also be an indication that work that you've wanted will come to you, too. You understand that?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And you are waiting, because I feel there's something waiting with a job. And I just want to say watch for the synchronicities of the universe as they work for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Was that helpful, Emma?
Well, that is very helpful. Thank you so much.
You're
okay,
very welcome.
Emma.
Okay,
God bless.
Bye.
Thank you for calling. Well, that's a lot of really good insight, Joanne.
Mm-hmm.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. That was really a wonderful reading. Very, very wonderful insight. You must get a great deal of satisfaction. I know I do. By helping people on so many levels, because you know, being a spiritual teacher and mentor, helping people along their spiritual path. Helping people, giving them advice, and certainly connecting people with passed on loved ones. I mean, maybe you might want to share what kind of an effect that has. Work on you.
Working with mediumship.
Well, all of it. I mean,
this work is so profound.
You're a very generous person and a giver. You know, and that must be very profound for you.
You really have to love this work to do it as a full time job, so to
right.
speak. You really have to love what you do. I have a passion for my work. I love to help people.
Mm-hmm.
I love to be able
that about
to,
you, yes.
to give that part of myself
mm-hmm.
to those who are in need of healing.
Right.
And, you know, I am very grateful and blessed that I have these gifts as well as we all have these gifts.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the difference is I chose that I'm going to pursue this as my life's path, as my career,
mm-hmm.
Because I felt that I could help a lot of people. And,
right.
you know, so much we hear about and so much we don't hear about. But I know, you know, how much it has helped to heal people that have been going through years of grief or in a turmoil in their life. And, you know, 1 hour on the phone can make them look at life in a whole different perspective.
Exactly.
And they can reveal a part of their own soul, a part of their own spirit.
Right.
And if I can be a part of that, then I know I'm doing the right thing.
Right. And I really get that about you, and that's why I asked that question. And I knew that you would come through with all of that passion and all that that love. So I was really glad to hear that come out in your answer. I know that we have another caller. I heard a beep. I'm wondering who's calling.
Hi, Allison and Joanne. It's Terry calling.
Hello, Terry. I'm assuming you would like to speak to Joanne. Joanne,
Hi.
This is Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Joanne. Nice to hear you. I've been listening this evening and just felt some synchronicity with your story. I'm not quite nearly where you are. But I wanted to get a little bit of a reading because I have been pretty much in the business world most of my adult life until I took some meditation classes last year. And I really am drawn to the metaphysical, and I really have had experiences since I was a child. So right now I'm sort of straddling two worlds, and I was just looking for a little insight, see if you had anything for me.
Okay. Well, you know, some of the best advice that I can tell you is that if you have a desire to do something, follow it. Wherever you put your attention, energy will follow it. So where attention goes, energy flows. And, you know, even though you're a lot like me, where I also came from the business world, and to go into this was almost like two different worlds.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a desire and a passion to do the work I do, and I think you do as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if you put your energy into it, you can proceed with this and you can be successful on this path as well. You're very creative, but I feel right now in your life where you are with your work, you don't have the opportunity to create.
I don't.
You may look at yourself as a business person, but I want to say I feel marketing around you.
Okay.
Do you do marketing?
I had at one time, but mm-hmm. not now.
Because I feel that where you might have worked with marketing or sales, that you were very creative and you really enjoyed that, and it brought you a lot of joy. And I feel that this is an aspect of your career right now. There's like, they're showing me a pie with a piece of the pie missing.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this piece is missing right now.
Okay.
And I feel the integration of your spiritual work with your business career, if you can integrate those, you may want to go out and, you know, teach business people or teach people in the business world about meditation, things like that. You can create these ideas for yourself. You understand?
Yes, I do.
You've already thought of that, haven't you?
I have.
But you haven't pursued it yet.
Mm-mm. I keep looking for you know, a validation of my abilities to do it, you know.
And you do have them.
Okay.
And you do have them. And there might be a slight fear of success with you.
Oh, boy. Hello.
And, you know, life is about working through our fears. And when you look at the word fear, all it really means, the letters F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real.
Mm-hmm.
So when you see those come into your life, when you see those rise up in your life, look at that as these are just objects for you to move by.
Okay.
They're there to help you to learn. They're not there to help you. They're not there to stop your progress.
Okay. So marketing in the spiritual arena some way, maybe.
You'll be able to market yourself with your spiritual work. I do feel strongly about that. I feel that, you know, you're a go-getter.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, they're not letting you go get anything.
I know. It's driving me nuts.
And it's stifling you.
It is, totally.
It's holding back your own potential. And life is about tapping into our potential at the fullest we can, because that's where we really embrace joy and fulfillment and love of our own self.
So what's holding me back?
I think that there's some fears there. That's what I'm sensing. There's a fear of either you're feeling you don't know enough yet to proceed with this. You understand?
Right. Yes, totally.
And take the time and take the classes, and like I said in the early reading, if you were listening, mm-hmm. go into those places that draw you, that attract you, spiritual organizations, classes, workshops. Follow that.
Okay.
And it doesn't matter. You don't have to know right now where it's taking you. Just follow your intuition. This is how you will learn to trust yourself.
Great. Thank you.
If I might interject for a moment, Terry, my dear, that's the whole stepping into your power thing.
Okay? I know. The 19-1.
Yeah, the fear of the success. The,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Great.
Yeah, this couldn't be more apropos. So
I know. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
It's a pleasure. I appreciate
night.
It. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
And, Joanne, I do want to share with you that Terry, I know her chart well, and I know that she absolutely would want to validate, you know, a lot of what you said. And I know for a fact that she's actually been talking about doing exactly what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
And being directed, because all this spiritualness has flown through her, and yet she's in a career that really doesn't allow it. And she's been talking about, you know, actually taking her business acumen and applying it towards perhaps a spiritual center or a place to teach or to help other people learn. And so, you know, it's just kind of validation for you, for your reading. And I know that Terry doesn't mind me sharing that. So,
And it's a wonderful accompaniment that, you know, we have that business background, too, because you're
right.
Going into a business for yourself, even though it's a spiritual field, and how do you market yourself out there?
Exactly.
How do you design your advertising, your website, things
right.
like that?
Well, especially for sevens, because we're not all that interested in the money. We're more interested in the work, and we,
mm-hmm.
you know, some of us don't come with business skills, and
right.
so,
here we have to work with people. We have to learn to market ourselves. I mean, how are people going to get in touch with you if they don't know you exist? You have to find a way to get your name out there. And, you know, quite often, especially people in the spiritual, we need that business acumen to help, you know, promote us so that we can make ourselves available to the most population, more or less. And,
she can also help other people on their path. I've done that with helping people with marketing of their spiritual business, too. So, you know, it's all advantageous.
Right. And we have another caller. Who's calling, please?
This is Paula.
Hi, Paula. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
And I know that you're here to speak to our Joanne. So, Joanne, this is Paula.
Hi, Paula. Good evening.
Hi, Joanne. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Good. And how can I assist you tonight, Paula?
I was just looking for some career guidance as to whether I'm heading in the right direction and what I have to look forward to.
Okay. As I am connecting in with your energy, Paula, I feel like you're very much an analytical thinker.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like with your career, it involves a lot of planning and thinking. You understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I feel like around you, I feel a strong teacher vibration with you. Do you do any teaching?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, let's just say that is a possibility on your career path.
Okay.
You're one who enjoys knowledge, who likes to learn. You understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And I do feel at some point, I want to say, as I see this energy evolving, I feel within 2 to 3 years is something with teaching with you. And it may not necessarily be in the school system. It may be something on a private level. But I feel right now also that around you there's something about completing education.
Okay.
And I feel the school hasn't been completed yet. Would you understand that?
Yeah, I was thinking of going back to school to
pick up a higher degree?
To do something totally different.
Okay. All right. And does it involve anything to do with psychology?
No, not really.
Okay.
I was thinking something more creative.
Okay. Well, I felt you're very good in that aspect, too. And I feel that you'll be able to integrate many of your skills with your work. I do feel that things are going to change for you, but I get this sense of after the school. They keep telling me after the school. So whatever it is that you're looking to go to school for, I feel like almost like the pinnacle comes after the schooling is completed.
Okay.
And you're starting school soon. That's what I'm feeling.
All right. Sounds
I feel
good.
This within a year, there's going to be school.
Okay.
What are you thinking about going to school for?
I was just thinking of picking up something more like some photography classes and something more in the creative side.
Okay. Do you also like to write, too?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, because I felt writing around you. And you may even get involved with teaching some of this to other people.
That would be fun.
Yeah. I want to say don't be afraid to take the next step.
Okay.
Okay. You know, don't think about the outcome. Don't think about what might be. Think about what is and where you're feeling you should be right now. What draws your interest? That's what's most important. Too many of us will look too far ahead and not see the picture right in front of us. And that's really what you want to focus on is what is your desire? What is it that makes you happy? What do you want to do right now in your life?
Mm-hmm.
And whatever, like I said before, I feel like I'm repeating previous readings on the air tonight, but you know, whatever you put your energy into will manifest. If you're not happy doing something right now, then that's significance of a change, the change that needs to be made.
Very
okay.
good. Was that helpful, Paula?
Yes, it was.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for calling into the show.
Thank you.
Have
Bye.
A good night, Paula.
I'm going to just take a minute here, Joanne, perhaps give you a little bit of a break. Do you have a newsletter on your website, I might ask?
I don't yet, but it's in the process.
Okay, wonderful. Well, then I would just suggest that everybody check back to your website, which
mm-hmm.
is joannegerber.com. And do you want to spell that out for them, Joanne?
Sure. It's www.joannegerber.com.
Right. And there's all kinds of information on your website about your workshops, about your classes. It's certainly the spiritual chat room, and stay tuned because there will be a newsletter. And Joanne, I've got a couple of announcements that I've got to make. I know I just heard a caller come on. So you take a quick break. Let me make these announcements, and I'll get right back to you, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Allison.
All right. You're welcome. First off, one of the things that I want to announce is I've been teaching some wonderful teleconference classes. I have some wonderful students, and we've been going through a series of 4 teleconference classes, and we have some advanced classes that are coming up in September that really go into the various different ways of interpretations of charts. It goes into the more advanced aspects of numerology. So for those of you that are listening, and if you're interested in learning about numerology, I do suggest that you email me at alynch@ptd.net or at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com for more information. And also, too, I have a newsletter, and I encourage you all to sign up for my monthly Visible by Numbers newsletter, because once a month I publish this, and it has a subject of all kinds of things about numerology. But there's also a lot of fun and informative things, I mean, books, recommendations, websites, all kinds of wonderful things in the newsletter. So if you're interested in the Visible by Numbers newsletter, by all means, again, email me at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com and put Visible by Numbers in the subject line. We have for our guest this evening, Joanne Gerber. She's a renowned medium and psychic. We're taking your calls, and I do believe that we have a caller on the line. Who's calling?
This is Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn. How are you this evening?
I'm good, Allison. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm assuming that you're calling in to speak to Joanne. I hope she's back with us. Joanne?
I'm here. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, Joanne. I was wondering if you could tell me how things look for the next 6 months or so in terms of my finances. Any changes coming up?
Okay. Finances for the next 6 months. And I didn't get your name. Can I hear your name again, please? Is it Carolyn?
Carolyn, yes.
Carolyn, thank you. It's a little bit hard to hear you, but we're going to work with it. Carolyn, you know, I feel like right now as I'm connecting in with your energy, there's a lot of searching going on with you.
Yes.
And I feel like this on, I want to say many levels, I feel this on career. I feel
mm-hmm.
also on a spiritual level, you understand?
Yes.
Okay. I don't feel right now that you're quite settled in with what you want to do in your life with your work. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
And I don't know, I see you sitting at the computer and doing a lot of research on the computer, either with looking into business propositions or searching for work. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. And I do feel that your financial situation will improve. I kind of feel what they're showing me right now is it's kind of like a stagnancy because there's no action being taken. Would you understand that?
Yes.
And you've had some thoughts, but you haven't actually pursued them yet. And once you start to pursue just one thing, and not to worry about whether it's the right thing, the wrong thing, or what you're going to pursue for the rest of your life, just start to take action. Because
okay.
That will start to move the energy. It will start to take where the energy is stagnant, will start to break up the stagnancy and get your energy moving and start to bring new opportunities into your life.
Okay.
I don't feel like it's something that will get worse. I only feel that it's going to get better, but it has to start with you.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of like the relationship question. People ask me, well, when am I ever going to meet somebody? Well, what are you doing? Are you, you know, doing online dating? Are you going out and socializing? No, I don't do anything. I just stay home. You know, and unless, you know, it's a Domino pizza man or something that you want to have the relationship with, you know, you can't do things in your life unless you're doing something to create it. You understand? Because
right.
You are a co-creator. You have this divine power within yourself to create the life that you want, but you have to put the energy into it.
That
and
makes sense.
You're up all night. Your mind is going a million miles an hour thinking of things. I would suggest you get a journal and start to write your thoughts down.
Okay.
Because you get very inspired. You understand?
Yes, I hear that all the time from people.
Yeah.
And I know I should do it. Yep.
But, you know, listen to your inspirations. You know, pick up your journal, look through it and say, you know, these are thoughts that I had today or dreams that I had, and take a look at them. Because those are a mirror. Those are a reflection of your own self.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, start to, like I said, start to move the energy, and you'll find that success will be right there for you at that moment.
Okay. Great.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Okay,
thank you,
Carolyn.
Carolyn, for calling.
Well,
we
good
really
night.
Appreciate your listening.
Well, thanks.
That's wonderful.
Bye.
Well, you're very inspirational, Joanne. Dear, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, very inspirational. I really... Okay. No, I just, you know, I really could see all the positive effects that your readings would have on people. We probably only have time for maybe at best one really quick reading. So I'm just going to really quick give the numbers again, 877-876-5227 and 888-815-9756 for Canada, 530-876-3222 direct from California. I think we really had a wonderful evening this evening with a lot of very interested people. I checked my email. I already have gotten some positive responses in my email. People are very impressed with your abilities.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And here's our last caller. Who's calling, please?
Hi, my name is Cynthia.
Hi, Cynthia. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Okay, Cynthia, you've got 4 minutes with Joanne. Joanne, keep it brief because we've got to close the show, okay?
Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, Joanne.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Excellent.
How can I help you tonight?
Just kind of focus on finances and tell me what you see coming in for me.
Okay. Finances. Okay. That seems to be a popular question this evening.
It's in 8 months, Joanne. Everybody's worried about the finances.
Okay. I feel that as I connect with the energy around you, Cynthia, I feel that you've just gotten something off the ground. I feel a very strong spiritual vibration around this, and I'm feeling that you've been distracted. I feel you've been taken away from where you want to be. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And I feel like where these distractions are around you, this is what you need to work with. These are things that it's kind of like, again, like tying up the loose ends, that I need to fix all the stuff in the outer perimeter of my life so that I can be in the center and I can be doing my work. And I feel the reason why I'm connecting with this energy, Cynthia, is because everything financial around you revolves around that perimeter of the things that either you need to shift responsibility to somebody else for other things around you, that you're doing too many things that are taking your energy. Would you understand that?
I do, but some of them I can't shift right now. I have to take care of them.
Okay. But I feel there will be a point where things will change. And, you know, I feel that the things on the outside, on the perimeter, are the things that are really pulling on your energy so that when you're back in the center trying to do your work, you're very tired.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And where that center, they're showing me this circle with this very strong glow of light in the center, and I feel this is you and this is your work and this is your spiritual path, and whatever you're doing with healing or on a spiritual level, this is where you're supposed to be. And the things around you are there to teach you lessons and to help you grow. But the circle, the center of the circle is going to keep pulling you back because that's your vibration. That's what you resonate with.
You're absolutely right.
And sometimes things in our life are happening, but we don't understand why. It's like we'll start a new job or a career or a path, and then chaos happens all around us. Well, how come now? Why is it this time? You know, when I just feel like I got my life in order, I'm doing something that I like to do, I'm successful at it, whatever it is that's around you, and, you know, you got to deal with all these issues. And a lot of that is because Spirit is trying to invoke you with strength.
Absolutely.
You understand that?
Completely.
Okay. So, you know, just remember to try to stay in your center. And even if you have to deal with situations around you, I feel things with family and friends around you.
Mm-hmm. Big
you understand
time.
That?
Yes.
Relationships is what they're talking about.
Right.
Relationships around you that need mending or need, they're showing me patches being put on. So I feel there's some, like, either Band-Aids on the wounds or, you know, to patch things up kind of thing with other people. You understand that?
Yeah, I have a couple of very close friends that were surprised with divorce papers. So, yeah, I've got...
Okay, and they may be coming to you with all the issues because you're the healer.
Right.
So you're in overload.
I'm in overload big time. I've been there for quite some time.
Okay. So just remember where you came from that center of light, in the center of that circle, that's you, that's your soul, that's your spirit. That's the energy that's glowing very brightly, and even with everything going on around you, remember yourself. Remember who you are and what you're here to do. And if you keep remembering that, you will empower yourself. You will give yourself the energy that the rest of the outside of the circle is trying to take from you.
Okay. I'm sorry to interrupt, but we've run out of time.
No problem. Thank you so much. I think the both of you are absolutely awesome. And
thank you so much
for your time.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Joanne, I have to take the time to say thank you so much for joining us on Visible by Numbers. It really was an enlightening evening. I'm sure that you helped an immense amount of people. And I just want to remind everybody, Joanne's website is www.joannegerber.com. And certainly visit my website at www.visiblebynumbers.com. Joanne, thank you so much for joining us this evening. And also, thank you to all the callers that called in. I hope you all have a great night. Joanne, I hope you come visit us again, right?
Okay, sure, Allison. I had a wonderful evening. Thank you very much for the opportunity to be a guest on your show.
You are very welcome. Good night, everyone. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.